This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Welcome. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We'd like to sing for you, tell you a story, tuck in a quickie quiz, and then be on our way. Sound like something you'd like to stick around for? I certainly hope so, because if you aren't listening, it won't be any good. Our story today is one of those kind of stories that will, well, it'll just have you sitting right on the end of your imagination. It's called Escape from Death, and it's a story that actually happened to a missionary family. Well, cousins, as usual, we want to call on you to get things started. I hope you have a bright song ready, so that just in case there are any sleepyheads listening, they won't be sleepyheads anymore. What do you have for us?
Well, he picked me up, he turned me around, he set my feet on.
To be awake to get all those words in the middle of that song. Now, that newer song reminds me of another chorus that's been around for a little while. Jesus sets me absolutely free.
Jesus sets me absolutely free. He died at Calvary. He gives me victory. Jesus sets me absolutely free.
We have a special surprise for you today. Both Carl and Melissa are scheduled to sing solos, but they also have a duet ready. Now, I know girls are supposed to go first, but Carl, since your song goes so well with the one the choir just sang, let's hear from you first. Carl wants to sing about the great love of our Lord. Listen.
Praise Him, the God of creation. Let all things He has made now sing His great glory, glory, glory. Thank Him, the God of salvation, for the gift that He gave. Now sing His great love, for He sent Jesus to free us from sin and diseases. He has redeemed us from death and hell by His children, and sing His great love. For He sent Jesus to free us from sin and diseases. He has redeemed us from death and hell by His mighty blood. So come and praise Him, the God of salvation. Lift your heads, O children, and sing.
And now Melissa wants to tell us about some of the things Jesus did while he was here on earth.
Jesus touched the heart of Matthew when he said, "Come follow me." Jesus touched the mind of Mary as she listened at his feet. Jesus touched the lives of others long ago and still today. He will touch our lives with glory if we follow in his way.
Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Jeremiah 24, verse 7.
You know, Melissa, that song was so good and kind of short. Why don't you sing the song one more time for us, okay?
Jesus touched the heart of Matthew when he said, "Come follow me." Jesus touched the mind of Mary as she listened at his feet. Jesus touched the lives of others.
Well, now that we've heard your solos, let's hear you sing your duet all about the fact that you love Jesus.
We love Jesus. We love Jesus. We love Jesus because he first loved us. Let the little children, let them come on to me. Children, let them come unto me. Let the little children, let them come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Knowing that Jesus loves us should make us glad. It has made the second cousins glad. Listen as Todd, Stacy, Carrie, and Lisa tell us more about it in their song.
There is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. Through darkest tunnels the soldier sings. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Won't you come to him with all your care, weary and worn and sad? You too will sing as his love you share. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
Let's take time right now for a quickie quiz. See if you can get the answers before our kids in the studio in this completely unrehearsed quiz. And in a moment, we'll give the first question to the girls. Now, Mr. Ken has a new toy. Perhaps you've heard some of the sounds, the drums, the violin, the cello. It all comes from our Kurzweil 250. Now, Mr. Ken, if the girls get a right answer, well, girls are sort of angels. What sound could you come up with for them? Oh, how beautiful. Sort of a harp sound, all right? Now, if the boys chime in with the correct answer, what will we hear for them? Oh, all right. Very good. Let's see which we hear the most of. All right, girls, here we go. Now, I'm going to give you a little help, okay? Because some of these questions are a little tough. All of the answers begin with the letter I. Okay? You got it? All right. Girls, first question. Who was the son of Hagar? The son of Hagar, beginning with the letter I. Somebody have their hand up. Pam, what is the answer?
Ishmael.
Ishmael is right, and we hear the pretty harp. All right, boys, who was the son of Abraham and Sarah? Josh?
Isaac.
Isaac, right. By the way, when we say Josh, we've got three different ones that could answer to that. Okay, let's see. Girls, what is the name of Christ that means God with us? Stacy.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel is the answer. Very good. Boys, who as a prophet warned Israel of great judgments and wrote the words, "All we like sheep have gone astray"? Now, it's not hard. Let's see. Another Josh.
Isaiah.
Isaiah is the answer. Right. All right, girls, what Judas, there were two Judases mentioned in the Bible, what Judas betrayed Jesus? Carrie.
Judas Iscariot.
Iscariot, right. All right, very good. You're doing well so far. Boys, this is yours. What people were fed by manna and water in the wilderness? Oh, an easy one. Another Josh.
Israelites.
Israelites. We've heard from all three of our Israelites. I mean, all three of our Joshes now. Okay, here we go. Girls, this is yours, I do believe. What was Jacob's name after wrestling with God? Let's see where Mr. Paul is going. Carrie. Cammie. Cammie, get that. I get all my kids wrong. What's there? What did you say, Cammie?
Israel.
Israel is correct. All right. Two more. And wait a minute now. Let's see. We can't do two more. We started with the girls, didn't we? All right. One more. Boys, you get this right, and it'll all end up in a tie. Get it wrong, and the girls have a chance. All right, here we go. This is kind of a tough one, but I think you can get it. What kind of ears did Paul say some teachers would have in the last days? What kind of ears? Now, this is, of course, sort of according to the King James Version, but it says the teachers having some kind of ears. Do you know, boys? Somebody's trying to give them the answer. Now, Chris, where did you get the answer from? Yeah, that's what I thought. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot. His dad's over on the other side of the window. Sorry, doesn't count. Girls, do you know the answer? Girls, can you take it? Anybody want to guess? I mean, you know, it's at least worth a guess. Who wants to guess? Pam? All right, well, you can try it together. Cammy, you want to guess? Say it together. What? One, two, three, go. Oh, that's not right. Does anybody know? Well, the boys say they know, but it's not going to count. Josh, another Josh.
Itchy.
Itching. Itching ears is what it says. And so nobody gets a score on that one. So the girls end up with four correct answers. The boys end up with three correct answers. So the girls are our winners today in this hectic quiz.
Yay!
Two things to go with the story. First up, Mary has a good poem that tells us about some of the things God hasn't promised and some of the things he has.
God hath not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. God hath not promised we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He hath not told us we shall not bear many a burden, many a care. God hath not promised smooth roads and wide, swift easy travel, needing no guide. Never a mountain rocky and steep, never a river rapid and deep. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way. Grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love.
And now Becky has a beautiful song all about God's watchful care. Listen.
I feel it in the air,
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, based on a true incident and written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Escape from Death.
It was Saturday, July 7th, a date forever stamped on my mind. My husband, Rhett, had left 5 days earlier for a teaching and evangelistic trip to the primitive villages in the Pajano Mountains, west of the Peruvian jungle of Chicosa, where we lived. Life here was much different from what we had known in the States. There were no roads into our Campa village. Our one source of contact with the outside world was our two-way radio, which connected us with our missionary pilots and their wives, the Dave Simmonses and Ken McCunes. But in this isolated village, without modern conveniences like electricity and indoor plumbing, my husband Rhett, our 4 children, and I were happy, for we were serving the Lord Jesus.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
And it has been a happy birthday, hasn't it, John?
Sure has. Even if Daddy's not here. But like I told him, it's okay. It's worth it for him to tell the campus about Jesus.
Blow out the candles, John. Can you blow out 8 candles with one breath?
Of course.
Yay, he did it! Now, I'll cut the cake.
Mother, I'm going to walk home with Ephraim.
All right, but it will soon be dark, so be careful and hurry back.
Okay, Mom.
I don't feel good, Mommy. My belly itches.
Let me see. Why, these little blisters look like... Oh, no. Esther, I think you have chicken pox.
Chicken pox? Did I get them from a chicken?
Oh, no, honey. That's just the name given to this disease. Lots of boys and girls get it. Why don't you lie down, Esther? I think you have a little fever, too. Esther went to lie down, and I sat down to rest a bit. But soon, the screen door burst open, and John stumbled in.
I don't want to die, Mommy. I don't want to die. Oh, Mommy, help me.
What's the matter, John? What happened? Why are you walking like that?
A snake. A snake bit my foot. See, here, right here.
Oh, no. Come over here by the window so I can see better. Did you see the snake, son? What was it?
A bushmaster.
A bushmaster?
Oh, Mommy, am I going to die? I don't want to die.
Lie down here, John, and keep calm. The Lord will take care of you. I'm going to call out on the radio for help.
But, Mommy, it's too late. They won't be on standby.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll try anyway. But if they don't answer, I'll send for Pastor Rogelio and the village leaders. They'll know what to do. I'll check our medical manuals, too. Oh, Pastor Rogelio, these medical manuals are no help.
Mm.
They give conflicting directions. I know I shouldn't cut the poison flesh, but I don't know what I should do.
I will go for the health promoter at the mouth of the river. He should have some antivenin serum.
And I'll pray. Let's pray together right now before you go.
All right.
Father, I thank you for our son John. Thank you for the privilege of serving you in this land. Now, dear Lord, please, please give me wisdom and guidance. Show me what to do. Spare John's life.
I He could not come. The health promoter is ill. He cannot help us. Do you want to go out by canoe?
No, that would take 8 hours. Mm. It's too long and too dangerous. We'll have to wait until morning when medical help can be reached. We'll pray for John. I'll give him an antibiotic, and we'll trust the Lord. That was the longest night of my life. Esther was running 105 degree temperature. I went from John to Esther singing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," as much to myself as to the children. A little after dawn, Pastor Rogelio was at the door to pray with me again. After he left, I checked on John.
Mom, is it morning yet?
Yes, dear. The sun is coming up. How are you?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be all right. My foot feels hot and heavy.
Now that it's getting light, let me look at it, John. It's discolored some and hard. The swelling has moved up past your ankle, but it could be much worse. Let me read something to you, son. I want to read from Acts 28, starting at verse 3. Let's see. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live." But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
Paul should have died, but he didn't?
That's right, son. And we serve the same God that Paul served. John, I believe he will spare your life too. I radioed the South American missionary to report John's snake bite very early that morning. They tried calling the Wycliffe Bible Translators base, but there was no answer. While the villagers attended church, I waited for my call to be returned, and I read the Bible. Psalm 68:19 through 20 spoke to my heart. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverances, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Peace flooded my heart. I was certain that John would live. This is Station Chicosa. Cheryl Bragg speaking. Come in.
This is Nurse Janie Benkert, Cheryl. It can take up to 48 hours for a person to react to the poison of the Bushmaster, so John needs immediate medical attention. Dave Simmons is coming in the plane to take you to Yarinacocha, the Wycliffe base. Be ready to leave.
The plane, it is here. I will carry John. You bring the girls.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Rogelio, and thank you, Lord.
John, are you awake, son?
Oh, Dad, when did you get back? And how did you get here? I'm so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, son. When I got back to the village, they told me what had happened. I radioed the mission station and hitchhiked a ride on Dave Simmons's plane. I understand you gave your mother quite a scare.
I'm all right now. I wish they let me up.
Oh, no. The doctor says you have to stay in bed for 2 weeks to prevent gangrene or infection, you know. You don't want to lose a leg or be handicapped the rest of your life.
I know, but I'm sure I'm tired of this old bed. Tell me about your trip in the mountains.
Well, son, your birthday wish came true. Many of the people in the camp of villages gave their hearts to Jesus. Hey, let me tell you about one boy that I...
John is now 11 years old. He has no scars nor other problems with his foot. We praise God for delivering our only son from the serpent's bite. Truly to him alone belong escapes from death.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Well, that was an exciting story, wasn't it? And it was a true story. And how wonderful it is to know that God will take care of us. Now, that doesn't mean we won't go through difficult times, but He will go through them with us. Well, time's up for today's visit. Have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail this week for sure. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, a How About You section where you can apply what you read to your own life, and much more. Join the thousands of others who are having family devotions and personal devotions using Keys for Kids. It's yours for the asking. Help with printing and postage is always appreciated, but not necessary. Ask for Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.